If I'm being truthful, I've always disliked this gospel story. We call it the temptation, or the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. But when I read it, there's nothing that seems particularly tempting for Jesus. Now, before I go on, I need to pause for a second and set a bit of the record straight. In ancient Jewish thought, Satan was not some evil being. Satan was not personified evil. That idea came much, much later. The Hebrew term is ha-satan, which translates to the Satan, or the accuser, or the adversary. The Satan was actually even part of God's heavenly court and served a role much like a prosecuting attorney. The Satan's purpose was to test righteous people's righteousness. The Satan pops up most prominently in the book of Job and unleashes test after test after test on that poor man. The devil is just the Greek word most often used to translate Satan. What is really interesting to me, though, is that the Jewish tradition has no qualms about putting God and Satan in dialogue. God is sovereign. God will always rule. God will never be defeated. Satan is not some diabolical equal to God, but is actually one of God's minions. And it's never clear in this passage if the person sitting across from Jesus is Satan offering him things, or if it is just a figment of Jesus' imagination, a fever dream, a desert-induced vision. I don't know, some kind of ayahuasca trip. We don't know. It's the desert. Now, commentaries will try to tell you, at their core, Jesus is being tempted by all the things that we face daily. Turning stones into bread, those would be quick fixes that don't address the root of the problem. Glory and power of the world's nations, well, that would be taking the power and prestige that the world gives, which is contrary to God. And jumping off the temple, well, that's thinking yourself invincible in the face of destruction. Maybe. I don't know how often I deal with these on a daily basis. But there is a grain of truth to each one. There are some things that in my life as a human I have struggled with, but as a whole, I am unmoved. The whole scene falls really flat. And let me tell you why. For one, if these are really temptations for Jesus, I need him to at least pretend to waffle, to stop for even the briefest of moments. Now, I don't know about you, but whatever my vices are, I don't just give them a quick rebuke and then they're gone forever. Do you want more salad or pizza, Chris? Well, I should opt for salad, but I want that pizza. I stop. At least for a very moment, a split second, because I know that one of these is better for me than the other. Jesus, though, he's been in the desert for 40 days, he's starving, but he has scripture always at the ready on his tongue. I think you can take this one of two ways. One, it wasn't actually tempting. Or two, since Jesus is the Son of God, he finds it easy to say no. The end is the same in both. The adversary says, "Change stones into bread," to which Jesus immediately replies, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." The adversary says, "I'll give you the power of the world." Jesus responds, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The adversary says, throw yourself off the temple. God's angels will catch you. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. There is no struggle. There is no hesitation. There is no, if I change stones into bread, then I could feed the world. None of that. And even if the adversary is just a voice in Jesus' head, there isn't debate. Maybe there was when Jesus was in the desert. Maybe he's thrashing about, smacking at an invisible adversarial fly that just keeps buzzing around his head. We don't know. It's not in any of the accounts of the Gospels. And so I am really, really left wondering, are these actually temptations for Jesus? And beyond that, are we really able to expound upon them to give relevance to our lives? Now, the Scottish band Biffy Clyro has a song called God and Satan that begins, I talk to God as much as I talk to Satan because I want to hear both sides. I come back to this song a few times a year. One, it's very catchy. And two, I am perpetually intrigued about this idea of God and Satan giving two takes on the same thing and what that would even look like in practice. The gospel that we have for today is the closest thing that we have in Scripture to having both God as Jesus and Satan sharing their thoughts on that same issue. But they're big issues, too big to really be relatable, even if commentators try to distill out a simplified meaning for each. Having passed each test, though, the devil leaves Jesus until an opportune time. When is that? Is it when Jesus wants the cup to pass him by in the Garden of Gethsemane? Is it the cry of dereliction from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? I know for myself, I am at my weakest when I am stressed and I am overtired. Don't you just ever need something, anything in your life to just be easy, to go exactly as it is supposed to? That I would be tempted by. In Nikos Kazantzakis' novel, The Last Temptation of Christ, presents a different temptation for Jesus. In it, Jesus is tempted to pass up the cross, to have a family with Mary Magdalene, and ultimately live a simple and very easy life. And now that is a temptation I think Jesus would waffle over. In our moments of great distress, who wouldn't be tempted by easy? And yet in the book and in the gospel accounts, Jesus turns down all of the offers. He rejects the extreme power positions. He rejects an easy life. Jesus has heard God. Jesus has heard Satan. Jesus has heard both sides. Should Jesus give in? Before we answer that, though, let's pause. Some of the greatest things in my life have been really, really hard and definitely did not go according to plans. Becoming a priest, having and raising a child, being married, these are all hard things. Would I let those be erased for an easy existence? Absolutely not. Would Jesus give up his vulnerable messiahship as the Son of God? Absolutely not. So, what tempts you these days? what would you sacrifice for it? Would you actually go through with it?